You know, I mentioned Bob Dylan because I know that the general manager here, the main man, the guy who helped recreate UNC Radio from the ashes of nothing, he is Sam Wood, and he's been here for, gosh, I guess 5-6 years. He was a super senior for a bit. Now he's graduating, and so I'm wondering, will we still have Sam in some way over the months and years ahead? Whither goes UNC Radio? And so I'm trying to alert Sam that I need him in the studio. Sam, groggily wandering in, taking a chair. Is that mic two or three?
This would be two.
That would be mic two. So let's make sure you're on. Well, good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So, yeah, you kind of shocked the hell out of me
right.
when I came here this morning. Fixing that mic. Because, well, you know, the whole thinking was that you would be sticking around here, even though you're a senior, even though you're graduating imminently.
Right.
And you're going to walk, right? Are you going to do
I am going to walk. Yep.
All right, man.
Yep.
So what is your degree in?
Geography.
Wow. Okay, and what were you going to do with that? Well, I guess you wanted to be in radio, but what was the geography degree towards?
It was towards the GIS emphasis, which is basically like mapping and stuff like that.
So. Cool. It's like helping Google Maps and GPS and things like that. All right, I get it. So, how many years have you been an undergraduate at UNC?
This is my sixth year.
Wow. Could you have gone for a seventh, or they just don't do that?
I mean, I could have. But my student loans are racking up, so.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Well, you're in state, at least, so it's not that
so
terrible.
It's not too bad, no.
Okay, so you've got these student loans that you've got to pay back. But the assumption was that you would go, some things that I was hoping for was that you would be going for a master's degree here.
Right.
In something called student leadership. I didn't know they did a master's degree in student leadership. What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's higher ed student leadership. So, basically, anybody you see in an administrative position at a college, that's their degree.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
What school is that out of? Is it education or is it out of... Oh, okay.
It is out of the education department, so...
Now, what would that have entailed? Like 2 years of...
Courses? Yep, it's 2 years. It is 2 years of just education. I think they do internships and stuff. So a lot of the grad school... you know, students you see working and stuff, they are usually in the higher ed student leadership program.
Far out. So you applied, and also the real hope was that it was almost an excuse. I mean, it'd be great to get a master's degree.
Right.
But it was also an excuse to keep you running this radio station that you took from, I mean, literally. But you know what? Before we even get to that, tell me what shape UNC Radio was in when you got here. 6 years ago. And you, I mean, what even made you think of the radio station?
Okay, so my freshman year, the way I had found out about the radio station was my friend had applied somehow. Somehow he had found it because he was in the journalism department. And so I think one of his professors had told him about it. And so he had applied for it, and they actually interviewed him on the air.
Oh.
Which is kind of different.
Yeah.
So that's how I found out about it. Now, he did his sports show, and then I came back the next year. So my sophomore year is when I first started working for the radio.
Really? So it wasn't even when you were...
Nope.
Oh, wow.
So 5 years ago is when I first started with the radio.
Yeah.
And I had helped him do a sports show. At that point, there was, I think, a total of 6 radio shows going on the whole year. We were the only show on Sundays. The next closest show to us, I believe, was Thursdays, late at night.
Yeah.
So there was, once I, you know, that's just from what I observed from, you know, just the website and hearing about it and kind of just looking at our sign-up sheets and seeing when the last person signed in was. When I finally went to our first meeting, there was 8 people who showed up.
Right, yeah.
Like... 5 or 6 of those were people who have been here at the radio forever, and they were the ones running the radio station.
Well, yeah.
So there's only a couple of us that were just doing our radio show. That's
yeah, yeah.
it. So.
And I'm honestly, I'm a little surprised that there even was a radio station. I thought you had kind of gotten when it was completely dead, but it was still, there was still on the air. Somebody was running it. Yeah.
To a point, my first semester I started here, it was on the air. The second semester, everything had kind of gone out. The website, the way you can listen on the website, that was not working at the time.
Right.
In the residence halls, that wasn't working. So we were still doing our radio show, and people were like, how are you doing it? Well, we had found an online stream site, and we were using that.
Was it Shoutcast, or was it what?
No, it was Livestream.com.
I'm trying to remember if I was there for that. Okay, but anyway.
You
yeah.
might have been.
Yeah.
So Livestream is what we were using, and the reason why we were using that is because Logan and I, we would go to the hockey games all the time, and we started to broadcast the hockey games. Well, there's only one way to broadcast it and let people see what we were doing, and that was through live stream.
Because it was video also.
Yep. And so we started to do our sports show with that. When we would come on the Sundays, do our sports show, we'd use live stream because we, you know, that would be the only way we'd be able to broadcast.
Sure.
And then the six people running it found out that that's how we were broadcasting, and so the radio station was on live stream for a good semester.
Fine, yeah. As long as it was reachable, as long as, you know, yep. online. Now, not to get back in, well, a little bit of ancient history. I mean, this used to be a station that was on the FM band.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how many years ago that was.
I don't know. It was way before my time. What had happened is we had our license, and every couple of years you have to reapply for it.
Right.
The time for reapplication was during the summer. Well, there's nobody here over the summer. So nobody was answering the phone.
And the FCC license lapsed.
Yep. So we lost it, and then we tried to reapply for it, and it was between us, a church, and a private organization. And the church ended up winning it and getting it.
Yeah.
But the private organization just bought the church. So they ended up getting it.
What organization? Who? Who owns it?
That's Pirate Radio. 104.7.
No, it was the... You're kidding me. The crazy guy with the Martin Luther King.
Yep. Yeah, that is our license that's being used.
So. See, I thought... And the big confusion that people have is, even now, when you tell people you're at the radio station of University of Northern Colorado, they say, oh, KUNC.
Right.
And you got to tell them, no. But how did they get KUNC?
I honestly don't know. I think that was, like, way, way back in the day.
Okay.
When the radio station first started. Maybe not when it first started, but pretty close to that time. I think we were named KUNC. And then probably the same thing. They just kind of went to do their own organization.
So KUNC didn't get our tower, didn't get our signal. That went to Pirate.
Yep, that went to Pirate.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Okay. So, ancient history, back history. You come in there after your first year, and I think the genius part of what you brought to the fold. See, I'm like, we'll have shows and we'll have a big schedule and lots of, you know, the radio. And you knew that the way to build a radio station was, or is...
Is marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing it.
And getting... Being everywhere.
Yep.
At one... Tell.
So, what... my first year when I had started, the biggest thing is nobody knew that there was a radio station at UNC. So, I started to try to just get out there more. There's plenty of events on campus, and we had sound equipment. Not just in the radio station, but just sitting collecting dust. And so one of my goals when I took over was like, we have all the sound equipment, we should figure out how to use it. So I did that, and we started doing just random events around campus. And that took off because now we weren't just playing music for, you know, whoever the listener is. Now we're like out in the public broadcasting and kind of...
And with
people.
A sign and a banner and a yep. table, and it's like, hi, UNC, have a coaster, have a yep. you know, a t-shirt or something.
That was another big thing, is I really wanted to get promo stuff. So one of the first things I had gotten was stickers.
Mm.
Gave out stickers to a lot of people. Wristbands, super cheap. So whatever had our name and logo on it, I tried to get to hand out for practically nothing. So.
And then, so like the third year, you started having more people on the schedule too at the station.
Yep.
You had more shows. You had, you know, at least one or two shows a day.
Yeah.
Which comparatively was huge. You know?
Right.
And now, three years after that, since you've been here five total years,
mm-hmm.
You look at the schedule, and virtually from about noon until maybe 2 in the morning.
Yep.
There's people's, now, you know, people get busy, they're studying.
Right.
Not every time you turn on the radio, you're going to hear somebody. But there's shows scheduled for like 18 hours out of every 24-hour day.
Yep. Yeah, it's great. That was one of the, that was another accomplishment. When I first took over, I wanted, my biggest goal was to get at least 20 people. And we have over 80 people right now. I think at a point this year, we had reached 90.
Wow.
Yep. And the radio, they have we have potential to go all the way up. When I do my student fee allocation process, and they ask me how many, what would I cap the radio at? And my funny answer to that is 12,000. Because everybody could be part
of the
radio.
You mean for listening or broadcasting?
Just broadcasting.
Yeah.
You know, we have the different departments, which we didn't have when I first took over. We've got our sports department, which could have, you know, however many people.
Right.
Yeah. Our photography department, which has really taken off, where we go to the events and take pictures of the event and people. And
then it goes on Facebook and people tag it.
Yep, and it makes our Facebook page grow. So that's another huge thing. Our news department is still struggling. I really want that to take off, but I don't know. That's a big department,
yeah.
And I kind of want it to rival the UNC Mirror and UNC Bear News.
I remember that was like 2 or 3 years ago. There was all this excitement about trying to do a daily or at least a couple of times a week,
yep,
a half-hour news program that would have a little bit of video. It would be like a live stream thing,
right,
as well as audio. And it just, you know, every time something got in the way, but, you know, soon.
Soon, yeah. I mean, it. That was like the beginning phases of it. This year we had really making, we made bigger strides. We actually took a video camera to a lot of our events.
Cool.
Captured the event, and then made like a short little video clip about it.
That went where? On the Facebook
page? To our YouTube page.
Oh, YouTube? Oh, good. Okay.
Yep.
Here I am. I'm saying, even though we had a YouTube page.
Right.
Good. Okay.
We haven't been promoting it as much, because we've kind of just been using the YouTube as a, kind of like a tester.
Sure.
Kind of thing, so.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, so all of this going on and all of this, you know, and I don't know if you want to mention this, but I think it's kind of cool to toot your horn a little bit of when you first got here, the budget for the radio station.
The budget, $2,000, $2,580, I think is what it was, or something like
something
that.
I think it was lower, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was at least $2,000.
That's for the year,
yep,
folks. To run a radio station in a university with thousands of people in it, like $2,500, $2,600 a year budget.
Yeah, I actually, the funny thing about that, and next year, the next year's budget, because it was just a little bit more, I didn't know what to spend that money on, because it's so, like, it's not that much. You can't buy anything big with it,
because right,
it's too expensive. And then, so I was like, do I buy a bunch of small stuff, or just couple random medium things? So I think that's when I first bought the stickers, and then I had like $600 left over.
Yeah,
so I was like, I have to spend this, so I bought our printer.
Right.
So I was like, well, we didn't have a printer, so our printer is like an all-in-one thing. So I was pretty proud about that. But everybody kind of was like, oh, why'd you buy a $600 printer? Well, I needed to spend the money, and I couldn't.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it, and they don't give you next year,
right,
the same thing. Because, oh, well, you need it last year. We're not going to give it to you again. It's the insanity of,
yep,
office economics.
Yep.
But the sanity comes in when it wasn't $2,600 anymore. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom.
Yep. Yeah. Each year it's grown up a lot. My next year, I think I rose it to like $5,500.
At that point, you could get some new equipment,
yep,
new computers.
Yep.
Yeah,
we got some new stuff. You know, things were looking up. We still had to use hand-me-down equipment from the school, which we still use.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, I rose it to $10,000.
Woof.
Like, wow.
I mean, that's like,
that
you
was
know,
huge. Like, man, we can really do a lot with that. So we started to do a lot with that. We got a lot more promo stuff, a lot more equipment. Now we can do about 4 events at the same time.
How many events do we do over the course of like a year?
I would say maybe a little over 100.
Oh, okay. That's it?
That's a lot.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, it's huge,
yeah,
to me.
We did 32 this month alone.
Right. That's why I thought it would be a lot more than 100. That's,
yeah,
but still.
But it depends. Like in the
nothing
winter,
goes on in July, August. Yeah. You know,
well, in the winter season, there's not a whole lot that goes on.
Sure.
April, the reason why April is so busy is because everybody has their budgets, kind of like what I was doing, and they're like, man, we have to spend this.
Oh.
Let's just put on an event.
Gotcha.
So that's why we have so many events in April. April and August through September are busy months.
Late August, because everybody comes back.
Yep, yeah, and September, because they're still kind of, you know, everybody's coming back, getting excited, stuff like that. So, yep, so I rose it to $10,000. Last year, I rose it to $17,500.
$17,500?
Yeah.
This is from, you know, in about 3.5-4 years from the station that started at
$2,500,
you know.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, rose it to that. Off of that, we had gotten a radio van.
That's right. Yeah.
And now a lot of people think that that's where most of that money, all of our increase, went to. That's not where it went to. We only spend about, I would say, an average of $60 a month on the van.
Wait, is it a lease?
It is a lease.
Oh, we don't.
It's through the school. The school owns it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So well, that kind of makes sense.
It, we're leasing it from the school.
For $60 a month?
Yep, they take
care
of maintenance,
gas. Oh, we should
have
done that years ago. Well, yeah.
I get the gas down at the Parsons Hall, so.
Wait, what? No, it's free gas?
Well, for the state vehicles, yeah.
Oh.
Yep, yep. So I don't. That comes out of my monthly budget.
Can I drive that van down to West Virginia?
No. That van is really awesome on gas, so I drove it a lot for our sports department because we do away games now. Which is really cool.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, we do all the away games. For the last semester of hockey, we did all their away games. The furthest we traveled was Littleton.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been out of state yet, but still.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Next year, they probably will go to Wyoming.
Sweet.
So, yep. So the van goes that far, and it is awesome to drive. So.
That's wonderful. I thought you had bought the van. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't realize that you're leasing
a van. Yep.
Yeah. So that's only, but it's not really, it's less than $1,000 a year.
Yep. Yeah. It depends on like how busy we get. We use it for all of our events, for sports. When we do concerts and stuff down in Denver and we have our street team,
yeah.
We take that.
Sure.
So we've done that a couple times. The more and more we grow, the more, of course, the van's going to be used and utilized. So the big part to the van that was most expensive was the wrap.
The
radio stuff over it. That costs about $2,800.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a one-time fee. I don't have to pay that anymore. So.
Right, but if we lose the van, you've paid for it, it's gone. But
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
At the end of the lease, do you get to buy the van and keep it?
Well, it's through the school, so it'll always be like that lease. It'll never...
Oh.
Yeah,
all right, then.
Yeah, I mean, so even though it's ours, but it's the school's, it'll still.
And the best part of the van is in the back, we got the mattress and the mirrored ceilings.
Yes.
So
it's really weird and great. But
the van is rocking.
Yep. So that was the big budget for the van. And then with that extra increase, this was the first year that we took part in the block party, the 16th Street block party. I had bought half of the main stage. So the block party is a huge thing at the beginning of the year. It's usually August 31st.
Okay.
They have, last year I think we had about 18 bands, so it was really cool.
So this was a Greeley
like a
Weld
festival.
Thing.
Yep.
And you were able to, and so how, I'm just curious, what does it take to buy half of a main stage block party thing?
When I say buy, I mean I buy the stage for it, and I buy the sound company and the lighting company to come in.
So it's
so,
professionally done, yeah.
Right, it is professionally done. Like, we don't have enough equipment to run a whole music festival or to do bands or anything like that. So that's where the other, like, little bit of an increase went to. And then we still have our day-to-day stuff that we...
Have we ever done any Stampede stuff where there's no point because
it's summer?
Yeah, we're
actually a Gold Spur sponsor with the Stampede.
Oh!
All their private parties, we do their sound for.
Sweet!
Yep. We actually... In our trophy case, you can see our Gold Spur.
I gotta look at that. Now you mentioned 17.5 was the budget for this past year or coming in?
Yeah, so the fiscal period of 2012 to 2013. So I think it ends in June. That's the 17.5.
Well, June 2013 is a month away.
Yep.
So have you applied for next year's already?
Yep. So we got another increase. This was actually my smallest increase I've ever gotten. This was not a very good year. For the student fee allocation process, I think I got about $2,000 extra, so I think I'm a shade under 20,000.
Just about 20. Hey, still, it's I'm sure other clubs and things get, sometimes get attrition. They get less, they ask for. So the fact that you even got more.
Right.
And the fact that in 5 years, the budget has grown to 10 times. And the original size is pretty amazing. All right. So why am I doing all this? And why am I talking to Sam? He's been on the show before. He's talked about some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Giving the history of the station and his connection to the station and his importance to the station. So now here it is. It's May. You are graduating. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Took a while. And you applied for grad school here.
Yep.
And what the hell happened?
So I applied to the Higher Education Student Leadership Program, and they had denied me because of my GPA.
What was your GPA?
It was under 3. I don't know for sure.
All right. Yeah.
So because it's under 3, like that's their minimum.
Yeah.
Stuff. So no matter what I've done with the school and stuff like that, they won't accept it because of the GPA.
Jeez.
So, the program that I would have been going into, like I said, is the administrative part. I mean, I've been doing that for 4 years.
Right, I know. So, yeah, you could teach the classes there.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, okay, with that, well, I wanted to say it's unexpected, but at the same time, you've kind of been planning for that because you knew your GPA was on the low side.
Right.
So it's not as if suddenly you got back an envelope in the mail, like, nope, we can't, and you were like, oh, I wasn't. So you had a contingency.
Yeah, I always have a plan B. That's one thing, if you know about me, I always have backup plans for backup plans for backup plans.
Yeah.
So,
there's
backup plans I could have done. I could stay here for more undergrad school stuff.
Why didn't you do that? Just the student loans was going to be?
Yeah, I've been here for 6 years. I'm now, it's really sad when I get that email that says you're a non-traditional student. Because I've been getting that this year, and I was like, oh man, I am so not a non-traditional student.
How old are you, by the way?
24.
Okay, that's pushing it for an undergrad a little bit. Yeah.
So I think I'm just on the border, which that's really sad. So I was like, I really don't want to be here anymore. 6 years of my life here, it's time to call it. So I won't be doing any more undergrad school stuff here. Instead, I will be enlisting in the Air Force. So.
Wow.
Yeah, and most of the time, like with a degree, a bachelor's degree, you can go into the military. I mean, I think Army will take me if I want, but I don't want to go in the Army.
I don't blame you.
But the Air Force is so competitive with officers. If you have a bachelor's degree, from straight out of college, you can enter in as an officer, making about $46,000 a year.
Even when you're in, or once you get out,
As soon as I go in. I just sign my paperwork. I have to get accepted to officer training school and go straight into it if they accept me. But once again, GPA kind of hurts me.
Really? You have a degree. What? Yeah, okay.
Right. So because the Air Force is so competitive, there'll be a smarter kid with like a 3.9 GPA, straight out of college. He's going in. They're going to take him over me.
Right.
So what I'll be doing is I'll be enlisting, and I will, start out, basic training and all that kind
sure.
of stuff. It's Air Force. It's not Marines, so it's not like I'm going to be going super crazy and basic.
They'll still put you through your paces.
It's an 8-week program. I'm not super worried about it.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be too bad. So I still do that, but as soon as I graduate basic, I already get a stripe because I have that degree. So I rank up faster.
Okay.
Than the normal kid going into the Air Force. So.
Right, the 17-year-old right out of high school,
yep,
right.
And yeah. I'll still be, what I'll be doing is I will be taking classes in the Air Force to boost my GPA, because I'm sure those classes are a lot easier to do, because they'll be online, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I'll boost my GPA, and as soon as I have a decent GPA, then
wait, it wouldn't be boosting your, because you'll be taking master's classes.
I can still take undergrad school stuff in the Air Force.
Really? Even though you have your degree, how is that going to touch a GPA that's already sort of set in stone? I don't get it.
That's the thing I'll have to work on and stuff like that.
I would figure you start from zero on your master's GPA.
Right.
And whatever that is with the courses you take.
Right.
Then, yeah, you do get a fresh start. I didn't think it could re-affect something that already went towards a degree. I don't get that.
Well, I don't know. That's something I'll definitely have to look into. But that's the main thing is to, you know, get my GPA good enough.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can apply for Oxford. Even though I'm in the Air Force at, you know, a low rank, I can still get accepted into the officer training program because I have got that degree.
And what's your commitment if you go into this Air Force? What are they? What do you have to give them?
It depends. It could be 4 years. It could be 6 years.
It's not two. It's four. It's four.
Yep.
Wow.
I think I can apply for early leave for the 2 years, but I don't know. It depends. I'll probably stay in for a while. When I get into stuff, I like to stay in as long as I can.
I noticed, yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, my dad was in the Air Force. My girlfriend's dad, he is a colonel in the Air Force.
Whoa, okay.
So, I have a huge connection there.
You'll be a major in about 3.5 years.
Right, right. So, so I've got that huge connection, and he's already been helping me with stuff. He's already been talking to commanders about me, so I'm already going to the Air Force and people know my name, which is kind of cool and scary at the same time.
So, but if you give them, let's say, a 4-year commitment, that's, I mean, I honestly don't know how this works. So that's they own you for 4 years,
yep.
And you only get to, like, go home on furlough or whatever they call
it. Yeah, I mean, it depends. You know, the Air Force is one of those things where, you know, I'm not in combat all the time. You know, it's kind of like a desk job kind of thing.
One hopes.
It's an office and kind of stuff like that. So, like, my girlfriend's dad, you know, he comes home every day. He takes vacations all the time.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But did they move, in the early years, did they move him around all the time? I mean, was he gone every 3 months to another?
He fought in the last war with Iraq, and he flew helicopters and stuff. So his main base was in Florida, and he would go on week to 2 week long tours to Iraq. Go there, do his job, come back for, you know, a couple more weeks, and then go out. So he was always coming home. And going.
But he was in combat.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you do accept the fact that once you're in, they can.
Yep.
You're cool with that?
Oh, I'm like.
No, don't tell me you're excited about it.
I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I am a little excited about it.
Then you're still too damn young to be. If you think war is somehow exciting.
Well, no. Like, I'm excited to. I mean, if whoever knows me, I like to be in the middle of everything. So.
Well, yeah.
So if that's the biggest thing, is I want to be able to not just sit at a desk and push paperwork. I want to be able to make a difference somehow.
Well, okay, I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that.
So one of the bases I was looking at, like, I don't get to pick my base, obviously. I get to put, like, a dream list together of, like, where I would like to go.
Really?
But it doesn't matter. Like, they put you where they need
you. Nova Scotia.
Right.
some Denmark.
Some of the bases I was looking at, I was like, oh, this would be awesome with South Korea. They have two Air Force
bases. Do not choose South Korea. What the hell is wrong with you?
I was looking at those. I was like, oh, okay. The very first one, the one that's closest to the border, they're on the website. It shows our mission is to protect the base at all times. So I was like, wow, that's kind of cool and risky.
Yeah.
But it's, like I said,
the problem with South Korea is the weapon, or North Korea, the weapons that they would be using are not something you can really protect against very well.
Right.
It's like we have a tank. Right. And it's like the nuclear waves come at the tank, you know, and turn it into a serving fork.
At least that we know of. I mean, I don't know what kind of weapons we have and stuff like
that. Well, fair enough, yeah. But, you know, maybe they need people in, like, Tora Bora or...
Well, if I go the route that my girlfriend's dad is kind of, like, lined me up for, I do basic in San Antonio.
Okay, ugh, Texas.
I know, I do my tech school in Albuquerque.
Okay, yeah.
I would have to go to Washington State to do my survival training.
Good Lord.
So if I get into POW camps and stuff like that, they teach me how to break out. which is really cool. I'm kind of excited about that.
It's not a game, dude. You know it's not a game.
I'm scared about that one for sure. Because it'll be tough. And then my home base will be Florida.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. Compared to Texas. Yeah. Beats the hell out of that.
I think it's either Florida or Japan. One of the two. So.
Jeepers creepers. All right. By the way, we're talking with Sam Wood. He is the general manager. That's your title, right?
Okay, there's different titles. Here, it's general manager. In the school, UNC world, it's director.
Ooh, director.
In student senate, it's program director. I have so many titles.
Got it. So. Okay, so director, general manager, / program director. Well, I was the program director for 2 years, so you couldn't have been the programming director. Right. But anywho, Sam Wood, who will be leaving this radio station kind of in a couple of weeks, toward the end of the summer. That's the final question, really, of whither UNC Radio with you gone?
I don't know. Right now, my summer will be dedicated to getting prepared for the Air Force, and doing my job, stuff like that, that I still have on campus, and it'll be dedicated to setting up the radio for when I leave. So each position at the radio, they will get like a binder of all the stuff that I've done through the years, all my projects, all my tips and tricks and stuff like that I haven't told anybody that I'm not going to need to know. So it should be set up without fail. But I don't know. The biggest problem about the radio station is everybody's volunteer. So
If it weren't, you would be here instead of going into the bloody Air Force.
Yep, that's true. So, but with volunteers are the hardest people to work with. Because, they're a volunteer. There's other things they could be doing right now.
Right. I mean, they love it, but at the same time, everybody in the beginning of the semester is like, oh, the regs, I'll get a show and I'll do it once a week, I'll pitch. And then suddenly they get their first quizzes and exams and tests and the books come in. And halfway through the semester, understandably, other things have to take precedence. And by finals time, it's like, no, I'm cramming all night.
Right. Right. So that's a big thing. So, I can't help that. There probably isn't going to be someone like me that's going to spend, 50 plus hours a week here just doing stuff. I don't see that happening. So.
But at the same time, and the thing that does, I admit, worry me a little bit is that you've got the different departments happening. Mm-hmm. And you've got, going to be like a kibbutz or a collective.
Right.
There's not going to be, how do you stop sort of anarchy or not even infighting if everybody's working towards the same goal, but there's no, how do you not have some kind of head?
That's the thing I've been working on. I've been talking to all the different people going, hey, this year you're probably not going to have a leader, and I don't want you guys to have a leader. I want you guys to see how hard it is without one first, to just,
you don't need to
see what I did. 'Cause a lot of them take their position for granted. And then they also take me for granted, too.
Well, yeah.
So I wanted to let them all kind of see, like, okay, if they work together, which I think they can, because, a good amount of them were here this last year doing their job, so a lot of them are coming back. If they work together, they can definitely do it. I have no doubt. Especially with all the stuff I've been telling them. As far as someone rising up, I don't want anybody to do that, because they all need to focus on their own job first.
I just wonder when if there's a question or whatever, or who's going to be going to the student senate asking for money, and who's going to be, if there's a dispute, what's the bottom line?
Well, as far as like disputes and stuff, there shouldn't be a whole lot of stuff going on. If they stick to, basically, what I do is I work on my own special projects to make this radio station grow.
Yeah.
So that will be harder to do, because they'll all be focusing on their own positions.
Right.
So as far as it growing next year, I don't know. I don't.
Or even maintaining. Yeah.
Yep. I don't see a huge growth in the radio.
Because I was talking. Obviously, I say dispute, but there's also the idea of, ooh, how about trying this new thing or an event, or covering this, and so one group wants to do it, but it's sort of like you need everybody to sign off on it because you need a promo person or whatever. And it's right. It's going to be interesting, man. I don't know if I agree with you in not. I mean, you just
right.
There's something in you that wants everybody to bow down and go, oh my God, without you, Sam, we now appreciate what you did for us.
Kinda,
but I don't know if that's kinda. For the good of the radio station.
The other part to it is it's kind of a, you know, the school takes the radio for granted too.
Well, yeah.
We do a lot of stuff for free, which I don't have a problem with because, you know, that's our service to the school.
Okay. And we get student fees.
Yeah. The school, they like to, it's, you would think it's one big business, but it's a bunch of little businesses charging each other. It's like facilities, for example, they charge all the departments. If I want a new window, they're going to charge, which to me, that doesn't make sense because they're part of the school.
Huh.
They should just be able to do that. So that's why I'm like totally against charging other programs for what we do.
Cool.
As far as advertising, it depends on it, but like setting up all of our events and stuff on campus, we've never charged for that. The only time we really, you know, become a stickler about it is we charge if they give us like a late notice kind of thing, like oh hey, tomorrow I need you guys for an event. Well, man, it's gonna cost you.
Okay,
because we're already busy. So we've done that a couple times, but I don't like charging. I'm completely against that. So the school, they take advantage of us. And I the reason why I'm not coming back is because we couldn't get enough money to
well, yeah, the idea was also to have you on a very small
right.
stipend, a payroll, something allowing you to live and do other things
right.
and work here part-time, which for you would be 50 full-time.
Right. So because the school didn't pay us, I kind of want them to see, you know, what it's like what would the radio do without somebody ahead, because nobody's going to step up in my position and work 50 hours a week.
Not for free. Yeah.
So that's kind of my like thing. Like, you have to pay us to have somebody ahead of the radio to keep it going and to be able to do all the stuff we do.
It's just, but again, that attitude is bothering me a little bit of like, you're almost wanting us to fall apart a little bit so that the school says, oh, whereas I will tell you right now, the school won't give a crap. The school was happy without any kind of real radio presence for years.
To a point, they'll start to give a crap when they when their events don't happen. The last couple of years, I've been doing this kind of thing where, you know, we show up and do these events. If we weren't there now, those events aren't going to be as great. Taste of UNC, at the very end when people are kind of done eating and stuff like that, We run that event pretty much. We have everybody dancing up on the hill.
Mm.
We take it over. We don't do that event next year or whenever because, you know, somebody in my position wasn't able to email back
or to even stuff. Think that, let's do this.
Yeah. Then, you know, they're going to be hurting a little bit. And a lot of these groups will rise up and be like, hey, the radio has got to, like, be here for us.
Right.
So,
and it's got to be running a certain...
Yeah, right. The photography thing, like, that's been catching on so quick.
Yeah.
You know, events, you know, it makes the events more fun because then kids can go see and kind of relive that event again. So there's a lot of stuff that I think, like, if we were to die today with the radio, the school would, I feel like, would definitely be hurting.
They would completely suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real, and again, not the administration so much, but the student body that you know wants to see the photographs, wants to go to the events, wants to put on the radio.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So, and that was my big thing with Student Senate this year. Was telling them like the radio has got to have someone paid to lead them. It's not going to work with a volunteer. And because I kept saying they were like, well, you're coming back, right? I was like, it's not about me right now. It's about the position.
And the budget doesn't... I mean, if you can... And I'm sorry to be taking so much airtime with this. We're going to wrap up with Sam for a minute. But I have to admit, I am personally curious and marginally involved in all of this. So I'm like, you know...
Right.
I want to have this conversation. And I think it's pretty interesting on the air, too. But what I'm not quite getting is if, let's say, you've got this April budget
mm-hmm.
and you want to spend it on... an event, and you have to buy lighting persons to run their equipment, and you want to buy stickers and stuff. Why, if you have a budget that comes from Why can't a certain amount of that budget already be allocated to a human?
Right.
Who is running the state, a.k.a. you.
I mean, it could. It could, but, I mean, what is that sacrifice? Does that I mean, it depends. Like, you know, I don't want to spend money on a person that we don't, like, I don't want, like, all the money we have this year if we were to take some of that money out of our equipment budget or something like that to put it towards a person.
Right.
Like, that's great. We have that person. But now, for example, we only have one speaker in here working.
I know, yeah.
If the board goes out, you know, we don't have money to replace that now because we spent it on a person. Wanted dedicated money for a person.
Well, you know. I mean, that'd be great. But I'm thinking, I mean, a station was running with a budget of 10 grand or 5 grand. Now we've got close to, 20.
Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't 10 go towards paying you, right, and then you could work a part-time job somewhere else and live?
Right.
Live in Colorado without going into the bloody Air Force.
I mean, it could. It could for sure. There's still that problem, though, of like, okay, we have the van now. If we can't afford the van, that gets taken away from us.
But you were telling me the van is $60 a month, so we could make we could afford that.
Right. Maybe. I mean, depends. It depends. You know, it's roughly about $60 a month if we went to, you know, West Virginia or whatever, and we used a lot of miles on it. We get paid by the miles, too.
Or you pay by the miles. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah. You know, you always got to, like, look into that kind of stuff. Other, like I said, equipment, our stream website.
Oh, I know,
like,
yeah, that's right.
That. Like, there's a lot of expenses.
But, again, these were expenses that we had when the budget was a quarter of what it is now, so mm-hmm. I'm just trying to see, you know, if there's another option here where...
Well, because we keep growing, though. We keep adding more and more stuff to it, you know, to what we had originally started. You know, I'm already looking at trying to get a new radio automation program because that one, you know, it's great. It's awesome.
Radio automation is the thing that when there aren't live people running shows at the station, you plug songs into it and it plays automatically overnight. And yeah, that's okay.
So the one we have now, I mean, you know, it's great. It's new. It was the cheapest one we could afford at the time because we needed one. iTunes was not a very decent one, and that's what CU Boulder uses. So we don't want to be like them. but so I mean, I'm already looking at that. You know, and I always have rainy day money until the end of the semester when I'm like, okay, now I can spend it.
Right, I gotcha, yeah.
So some of the stuff, like, the big thing is I never want to sacrifice promotional material because that comes out our marketing budget.
Yeah.
You know, if you walked around campus this year and you saw yellow lanyards, those are radio lanyards. They were given to every, you know, UNC freshman. So that, I mean, right then, every radio freshman knows about us. That was another big goal of mine, is to have everybody know about us. Because when I first came here,
nobody knew there was a...
You can count on one hand how many people knew about us. So I don't want to sacrifice that.
I gotcha.
I think, you know, this year, or this next year, with everybody doing their job and keeping it up, I think this radio station can be maintained, for sure. As far as, like, the big things that will go on, I am looking at a new advisor. Currently our advisor Matt Cimac, he's great and everything, but I've seen him a total of like 10 times in the past 4 years.
I met him a couple of times. He's a great guy. He's over the science department, actually, and you know, really cool. And he was the first person I approached when I was first trying to get on the air. I sent an email to Matt Cimac. Because that was the only, that's what it said on the little bit of the UNC website that mentioned, oh, there's a radio, yay, I'm coming in, maybe there's room for me. And CMAC sent it to you, and you got in touch with me, and et cetera.
So, yeah. I mean, and that was like one of the 10 times.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a new advisor. That's something I'll go over in the summer. So if there's a big thing, like, you know, there's a really mad student about the radio because of something, then the advisor can kind of take care of that.
Sure. And also, we haven't even talked about the technical. If something breaks, I mean, that goes through. I don't think there's a department for that. Who's that going to go through?
This year, I've done a lot of good tech training with all of our DJs. Like, if anybody saw me around campus, they know that I wasn't the one setting up the events anymore. It was other people,
right,
which is really cool. So they all kind of know. And I've been training them in here and stuff.
Really? Cool.
So most of them should know. Most of the board members should know, anyways, kind of what to do. And it'll go, I'm making a transition binder for all of them as well. So it'll good, have man. A lot of stuff in there as well. Like, if this happens, do this and stuff like that. So as far as the tech stuff, I'm not super worried about it. CMAC isn't going anywhere. Like, he just won't be our advisor. If anything fails, like, he'll still be there.
To, oh, good. Okay. That's kind help. Of a...
So that'll be nice. And, I mean, the theater department, like, they run soundboards and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's resources on campus that could definitely help if they needed to.
Cool. Yeah, no, actually, there's a, off the air, I'll tell there's a guy who would be perfect, I think, in the theater department who would mm-hmm. be actually a really, if he'll do it, you know, a good go-to fella.
Right.
So I'll think of that. Anyway, it's 10:55 in the morning. Wanted to just do this big wrap-up thing with Sam Wood, who will still be around over the summer, mm-hmm. and we'll probably get you on the air if you're ever here on a Saturday morning. Probably. Ha ha. Well, maybe you will be. I hope you will be.
Yeah.
And so it's not the end of UNC Radio. It's nothing like that. No. Nor is it perhaps the end of Sam Wood's involvement in UNC Radio. It's a transitional time. It's something that just threw a shock into me this morning. I'm still kind of wobbling a little bit, but it's great to talk to Mr. Wood.
Yep.
And all I can certainly wish you is great best of luck. Bring me back a souvenir from Pyongyang or wherever the hell they send you.
Right.
I don't need anything from San Antonio, but maybe.
Okay.
From Florida.
Maybe.
Can you, like a little manatee thing, a little manatee
or keychain. Or some good nursing home stuff. Like, that's for retirement community. There you go.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Greeley's known for retirement communities, that's too, true. So you're going from one to the other.
Yep.
And who knows, maybe, you know, it took you 6 years to be an undergrad. Maybe you'll be a senior by the time you get your master's. Maybe. I'm kidding. But with all joking aside, tremendous good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
And success in and out of the Air Force and you know, go get the bad guys.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried. I think it'll be fine. It'll be a different thing in my life because, you know, I've done a lot of different things, so this will be just another, like, new adventure kind of thing.
Totally unintentional segue here, but we were going to do, and we're not really going to have time to do it, but do a Saturday segue for the birthday, what would have been the birthday of James Brown, who was born on May 5th, 1933, so he would have turned 80 years old tomorrow, having not, you know, blitzed his brains on PCP and other things like that, but truly one of the greatest performers in the whole history of popular music. And one of the songs I was going to play could a title be more appropriate to dedicate to Sam Wood, our GM. He's trying something new. He's going in a new direction, ladies and gentlemen. Papa Sam has got a brand new bag.